Are you in a circumstance where you have a strained relationship and mutual love just does not seem to be there or seems to be fading rapidly? What do you do about it?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we are going to talk today about dwindling love, or perhaps love that has faded and is there no more. What does the Bible have to say about it? And how do we find our way back into a loving relationship? 1 John 4, verse 8 says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." And so, the first thing we have to ask ourselves is, do we love? Do we know God? Do we have the confidence to love? In that same chapter, 1 John 4, verse 18 and 19, we read, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because He, that is God, first loved us." That is why the scripture says God is love. What is the root of your interpersonal problem? Is it that you fear betrayal? Is it that you fear abandonment? Is it that you fear cheating on the part of a significant other? There are many causes of fear, but when you fear, you are putting faith in the negative. That's what fear is. You cannot build relationships on fear. Relationships have to be established on faith. Faith in God first, because God is love. And then, faith in each other, which is trust. All relationships, including your relationship with God, has to be established and founded upon mutual trust. Trust is everything in a relationship. It is faith or trust that makes love work. So ask yourself this question. If I am in a strained relationship, is it because I am failing to love, or my significant other is failing to love me? These are the things that we must learn through the Word of God. In 1 John 4, verse 7, that same chapter, God says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God." Love is something that comes from God. What is the admonition of Scripture? Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14 says, "You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for His own. So then, you must clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Be tolerant with one another and forgive one another whenever any of you has a complaint against anyone else." You must forgive one another just as the Lord has forgiven you. And to all these qualities add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. Yes, we have to be compassionate, kind, humble, and gentle with each other. God commands it in the Word of God. God tells us that we are to bring our best qualities into every relationship and to use those qualities to minister to our significant other. We in turn expect that they will do the same with us. In Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 16, the Holy Spirit, in writing the Scripture, said, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. Serving the Lord, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another." Now, having heard those things, there should be one striking observation that is brought forth in all that is said in these verses. And that is that all of these things, clinging to what is good, devoting yourself to the other, honoring the other, never being lacking in zeal, being faithful in prayer, patient in affliction, joyful in hope, all of these things are acts of the will. We set our hearts to want to do these things, and then we do them. Love is not about the Hollywood movie picture of what love should be. No, it's not about being starstruck. Love is in the will. It's established in mutual respect for each other. In a true Christian relationship, each person in that relationship has to be able to say to the other person, "My life is centered in Christ. I choose to live it with you and for you." Did you get the last part of that? For you. You see, the model Christ gave us is servanthood. That's what the whole Gospel of Mark is about. Christ was for us a servant, and he teaches us to serve others. Servanthood is the model of the Christian faith walk, being a servant to others. So in a true Christian relationship based on trust, we have to understand that we say to the other, my life is centered in Christ, I choose to live it with you and for you, for you, for you. You see, what will make a true Christian love relationship thrive? Putting your other, significant other, before yourself. That relationship will be nurtured by the Holy Spirit, and it will grow and strengthen with time, and you will discover that both of you will be in fellowship with the Lord Christ Jesus because you have made Him the center of your relationship. You have made Him the center of your life. Anything else will not work. If you're in a love relationship in which you are out for yourself first, or your significant other is out for themselves first, that relationship will not last. It has the word doom written all over it. If you're in a relationship where you're inconfident of your own self or your own abilities, and you are using that relationship for the purpose of living off of the other person's strength, or even off of their weaknesses, because when they fail, it makes you feel better about yourself. That is called codependency, being codependent on one another to survive, rather than each being confident in themselves and in their faith on Christ to carry them through and to teach them how to live harmoniously in that relationship. These are the things that we need to know. These are the things that we need to understand when our interpersonal relationship with each other is selfless. In the book of Ruth in the Old Testament, this is clearly demonstrated, where Ruth in chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 says to her significant other, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." That's love. Ruth demonstrated a determination to make her relationship work. And that's the next point. Relationships have to be worked at. There is no such thing as a perfect spouse or significant other. It doesn't exist. We all have our flaws. And that's why we have to understand and use our self-control, our understanding, the Word of God, prayer, praise and worship, and inviting the Lord to guide our relationship and to be the center of our relationship so that that relationship will work. It brings glory to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that relationship will be nurtured by the Holy Spirit, and over time it will grow. You see, when you understand that the healing of all relationships comes from becoming Christ-centered, my life is centered in Christ, and then serving the other, I choose to live it with you and for you. God will bless that kind of relationship. In the great love chapter of the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 13, listen to what the Apostle Paul said. "Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, that is sin, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Now, those words are immortal. They were given by the Holy Spirit through Paul, and they reflect the heart of God for you, the heart of God for your relationship. And there is no relationship that God cannot heal. But remember what the word said, God is love, and those who do not love do not know God. But guess what? There is a way to know God. Reach out to him first. He can enter your circumstances. He can enter your relationships. He can enter your difficulties. He can bring resolutions. He can heal. He is alive, and you can know him. Are you ready? Be willing to turn from your sinful ways. God will clean you up. That's the only way to go to God. And he will begin to heal you, your heart, your soul, your relationships, your health, every aspect of you. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Jesus Christ will do all the rest and reveal himself to you as a living person. You see, the Christian faith walk is self-proving. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you, being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.